Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty, very hefty dose this week of K-pop talk news updates. There's a lot of news. There's a lot of updates. This is a very accurate, the little spiel we say in the beginning is more than accurate for this week, for sure.
I feel like it's like that every week.
But no, I feel like this one more so than usual. I don't even know where to get started. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Wherever you're tuning in, because the Permission to Stand podcast is available pretty much almost on all podcast streaming platforms. So wherever you're tuning in, you know the drill. So help us out and help other fellow K-pop stands find us. And Haley, what else can they do? Where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just send your DMs there and also your Q&As about K-pop.
Yes, that will be coming soon, very soon. And this episode, let's just see, three letters, Haley. Can you guess the three letters?
Le Sserafim.
No, BTS. Oh. BTS is okay, the main BTS. Thing, Haley. BTS, because ARMY, let's just say ARMY, we got fed pretty damn well.
Yes, we did.
You know, we got a lot of stuff. We have a whole big, Haley has a lot of BTS to talk about. Seems like she has a good amount of Stray Kids to follow after the BTS segment, as always. But yes, I guess there's other letters. SKZ is another three letters, right?
But so another Le Sserafim, LSO.
So Le Sserafim, because you brought them up and spoiled everything, might as well just talk about the tours galore. Mm-hmm. All this random-ass news of tours just spilling out for girl groups. We got Fromis 9, we have Le Sserafim. Of course, Twice, we have more info and just a lot of stuff has been going on this week. We got also a couple high-profile K-pop debuts coming up, too. One is from P-Nation, which is Psy's group, and also YG's The Black Label. But we'll get into more details as those come along. And we have a bunch of comebacks, Haley. Woo!
Yes, Jimin is stacked.
We watched a lot of music videos, too, Haley.
Did we?
Yes. Okay. And we'll kind of go over everything, and everyone just grab some snacks, grab some hydration liquids, and just sit back, relax wherever you're tuning in, and let's get started. Because comebacks, all right, let's just get started. The comebacks already. June 13, Artemis first mini album, Club Icarus. I know we brought it up last time. AT's 12th mini album, Golden Hour Part 3. Also releasing on June 13th. Mm-hmm. Of course, J-Hope, Killing It Girl, is going to be his third full English single.
Damn, he's killing it.
He technically is killing it. BTS in general, especially with all the stuff going on that we will talk about, of course. Sure, a lot of ARMY are excited about that segment later on. June 16th, Plave. They are going to have their Japanese single. What is that?
Kakurenbo.
Exactly. Then we also have Islet. They will be having their 30th mini album, Bomb, and the title track is Do the Dance. June 17th, we have Mamamoo, Moonbyul. She's going to be releasing her pre-release single, Icy Baby. BBY. BB.
BB.
Speaking about BB, you saw those clips?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That one fan, that guy,
chair.
Woo, that guy, that guy is our strongest soldier, man. Like he
and his girlfriend,
is a good sport for reals. Check that out for sure. BIBIBB, of course, because she's been touring and it's been pretty awesome actually. June 18th, Hearts to Hearts title track Style, and also on the same day.
Stray Kids will drop their Japan album, their third mini album, Hollow.
Sounds very familiar, actually. Maybe because we watched a music video or something. Mm-hmm. So we will talk about that in a little bit. June 23rd.
Gravity with their second album, Dare to Crave.
Good name. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Also on June 23rd, it's gonna be a big day because two other debuts. Of the two groups that we mentioned, the big ones,
already
are going to be the same day, June 23rd.
Damn.
We will get into details about the names of the groups and just all the details about the groups a little later on. But just keep that in mind. June 23 is going to be stacked also. We'll keep moving along because, I mean, June is stacked for reals. June 24, Le Sserafim is dropping their fourth album, I think, for Japan, mm-hmm. called Different. They did drop the track already itself called and the music Different. Video. Yes, the same name. And we're going to talk about that, too, during the music videos. June 25th, Fromis 9. Mm. Dropping their sixth mini album from our 20s, even though they are from us five now. Mm-hmm. June 27th, we have aespa. They will be dropping their single album, Dirty Work. And of course, that's also the title track. So we're really getting past the Whiplash era. Mm-hmm. I'm very sad because I loved Whiplash a lot. And also June 27th, the same day as aespa, is Cat's Eye. Going to be dropping their second EP, Beautiful Chaos. That's the perfect title for them.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very pretty good.
Let's see. I know we haven't really chatted about any of this because, man, we have so much to mm-hmm. cover. Let's just go straight into music videos, Haley, because mm-hmm. we watched a lot of music videos.
We did. Starting off with Jackson Wang's Hate to Love You music video.
Ah, the magic man.
Basically, he was just sitting there and singing the song.
it was a good song, but you're right. He was just sitting there. You know, just there. And
singing.
His,
and then he had his, like, makeup.
Right, that
the
thing.
The magic man makeup he always has.
Or, like, yeah, the current one where it's, like, he looks kind of, like, part demon or something. Mm-hmm. Or, like, it's really cool. I like the makeup. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty sick. But, yeah, so he's doing that, of course, with his usual slick back hair. Mm-hmm. The interesting part was at the end. Because remember, like, he has, like, a statement at the end mm-hmm. of every music video recently. And it's just because, you know, that crazy shit or something that happened in his life.
I don't know. Someone really hurt this guy.
What did it say at the end?
I've always questioned when I'm going to find love. But maybe the question is, when am I going to love myself?
Damn.
It's so deep and very sad, actually.
It is. That's a really sad note.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see him at KCON.
I know.
I'm interested to see, like, what he's going to be doing with that. Next up is Cancelled of Life. Kiss of Life did drop a music video, Lips, Hips, Kiss. Mm-hmm. And I like the sound of it. Pretty
right.
good R&B beat, mm-hmm. of course. A lot of great Kiss of Life sexy dancing, of mm-hmm. course. They're like, I don't know, a lot of random things, of course, going on. But they're also wearing some kind of, like, It was, like, blue. Like, they had some type of, like, sci-fi-looking, like, stewardess-looking uniforms. And it's kind of like they're all uniformed just the same. It reminded mm-hmm. me of, like, Twice's thing, right? You know how, like, they're all
wearing blue.
Yeah, all wearing blue and, like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, like, trying to look alike. Mm-hmm. Crazy and of course, not surprisingly enough, Kiss of Life has caught some strays and some shit about this music video too
already.
Yeah, regarding the dancing or something. What? I don't know the details because I just scrolled mm-hmm. past it because I rolled my eyes and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, let's carry on. Le Sserafim, they dropped the music video for Different, and when I heard the song I was like, oh shit, I loved Le Sserafim. Their music is so good.
This is the Japanese
yeah. one. I mean, their music is so good, and this one is just, like, you know, cherry on top again. Makes me even more excited to see them, even though who knows if they might perform the song or not, but...
Probably not, because it's Japanese.
I mean, yeah, that's the only thing, because we know what happens with Japanese songs. But you get lucky twice, right? The encore,
yeah,
we got Donut.
Yeah, this is Le Sserafim's first tour.
So,
what tour was Twice's one when they did?
Well, Le Sserafim had tours without coming to the U.S.
I meant U.S.
So let's hope and pray for the best. But anyways, this music video was really good and cute. It's just sad that Yoonjin is not dancing because of, you know, her current back injury status that's going on. I have a note here. It says tarantula.
Yes, there was a tarantula
in
the video.
A lot of tarantula. Like, they showed it a lot. It was, like, all over.
I wonder if our friends who are, like, scared of spiders could watch that music video.
Ah, the ones with what is the phobia? Arachnophobia, of course. Probably not. Yoonjin was wearing this really cool hat, horn hat mm-hmm. thing. Maybe I should wear that when I see them. I'll probably block a lot of people, though.
Yeah, people will be mad.
But I like, overall, I like the outfits, and, you know, just the sound of the song is freaking so catchy. Damn, whoever produces for them, props to you, because, my God, like, even the Hot album was awesome, and, of course, Crazy was, quote-unquote, crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see what else dropped. Izna. Beep music video. Of course, Izna's part of Wake One / the Black Label. And I liked it a lot. This was a super, this is a very catchy song as well. I remember Haley said she liked Sign, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, their songs are catchy.
Songs are very catchy. Drop, this was weird. Not weird, but this is the, I guess, like, to paint the picture of what happened in the music video. Looks like they got dropped off from school, but for some reason at night, and it's just a girls' night out, chatting and talking like a sleepover, but also out on the streets of their neighborhood, dancing on the street. Yeah, they're on like the phone, and it just seems like they're just neighborhood girlfriends. Did you have something like that in Australia?
What? Sleepovers?
Friends, sleepovers?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you did. Mm-hmm. So you did that? You danced in the streets?
No.
All right. I thought you would, maybe, but I guess not. ITZY also did drop their music video, Girls Will Be Girls. Now, this one was a very interesting music video.
This music video was so random.
Very interesting. I did not expect it, but I am so glad that the song is really good.
Yeah.
I like this song a lot, and I like Ryujin with red hair. And but yeah, so this music video was very interesting. Because they're cyclops crows. Not just regular crows. Yes, they're like cyclops.
They just have an eye as a head, yeah, basically.
It's like, reminds me of a lot of video games and, like, you know, like how they make demons and stuff look like, right? Mm. So it kind of has that kind of element to it. And it's almost like they were in an apocalypse.
Yeah, they reminded me of, like, Tomb Raider. Like, oh, Leah's outfit. Because she had, like, the braids and everything.
Leah's outfit. Okay. I was like, nothing in the music video reminded me of Tomb Raider itself, like the theme. It reminded me more of, like...
Indiana Jones?
No, not even. What?
They have, like, the jeeps and stuff. They're getting dirty. They're, like, in the dirt and stuff.
That's not... But, yeah, but they're not on an adventure in, like, some...
They aren't on an adventure.
No, it's a post-apocalyptic... It's like a zombie apocalypse.
I'm going to rewatch that with you and then... Because, I don't know.
I know the jeep you're talking about. Okay. For me, it reminds me more of, like, what's that most recent TV series that we're not watching anymore? Oh, you don't remember Pedro Pascal? Come on. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I can't even remember. It's like based off the video game. I hate myself that I have to Google this.
Oh, the one
shit.
With the porpoise.
Oh,
girl.
My God. Why do you? Oh, my God. Pedro Pascal.
All I can think of is
Zombie. And zombie show. Oh, my God. I hate The Last of Us. Fuck.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to cuss because that pissed me off that I couldn't even think of that. So it reminded me of The Last of Us and a lot of other zombie apocalypse type shows because that's what was going on. It was just all of ITZY that survived some, like, apocalypse, and they're, like, saving Leah, and then they're destroying and killing these
Cyclops
demons.
Crows.
Yeah, Cyclops crows. And then they have to fight a giant boss Cyclop crow at the end.
It's so random.
It's very interesting. And then
it's
we got
like, girls will be girls. Okay, let's fight crow demons.
And then Chaeryeong did a full-on Katniss from Hunger Games bow and arrow thing. So that was cool. Anyways, next up, Seventeen dropped a song that was produced by Pharrell, apparently.
Yeah, it's called Bad Influence. And they're just standing around in the music video in front of mirrors. That's all I got from it.
And all I got from it was, yeah, I can hear the Pharrell elements.
And they were, like, swearing a lot. They're saying the F word.
They said, yeah.
Not beeped out.
They don't give an F anymore.
Yeah.
K-pop in general. Is this funny enough that, like...
Except for JYP.
Yoonjin even, like, cusses in her, like, lives.
Yeah, JYP won't let them do that, though.
JYP. Speaking about JYP, last but not least, one of the music videos we checked out is... Haley, take it away.
It's Stray Kids. Hollow.
And you don't sound very excited or nothing about...
I had to scroll all the way down because you cut off all my notes for it. So I was like,
oh, you have
down.
Notes for it. Well, I did not even know that. Go ahead, then.
So basically, in the music video, Hollow, It's them dancing, and they're in these suits that have flowers on it. And honestly, all it reminded me was Lads because of the outfits. And I'm pretty sure maybe the stylist plays Lads as well.
You know what you need to do? Explain what Lads is every time.
Love though. And Deep Space. It's the game that I'm still playing. But anyway, so the music
video. It's a mobile game.
Oh, yeah, it's a mobile game.
It's a very simpy Gooner.
It's a dating sim, basically. Game. But it has, like, battling elements and Final Fantasy kind of gameplay, I guess. Anyway, so basically, the song Hollow is actually very, very sad. It's about being alone and feeling, like, empty and not having love in your life.
Well,
and
that's why what they were singing hollow, about. Right? Empty, hollow, makes sense.
Yeah, and then I actually had notes about it, but let me see if I can find it.
It's probably, you just scroll all the way to the bottom because that's where it is.
No, I don't have it anymore. I had like copied and pasted it from somewhere, but I don't know where it is right now. But yeah, basically, it's all about, you know how like when you become famous and then, but then you still feel like even though you have all the fame, you don't have love. I don't know. It's really, really deep if you guys want to like look up the lyrics because like the music video seems like happy and, you know, they're getting like fame and getting famous for like all the stuff and achievements that they've been doing. But then they still feel empty inside. And like there was a scene, I think, where Lino was trying to grab the light from Han just to fill his own void, basically. So it's about feeling empty and hollow. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Thanks, Haley. I'm going to move your mic this way. All right. Now is also a good time for all of you to take a water break, bathroom break, a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell break. And because you are still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we are here talking about a lot of K-pop, especially this Thursday. It just seems like, oh man, this I'm like doom scrolling through our notes. And don't forget to check us out where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, let's move on because, yeah, so you guys are sending questions in. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. I think it's going to happen. All right, it's going to happen. Those mini episodes sometime either like on Sundays or Mondays. It will happen. Definitely this month. Let's talk about really quick. Haley, who's the host for KCON LA apparently?
Yeah, for all 3 days, it's actually going to be Hanbin. From ZV1.
Is that it?
But there's also going to be special guests each day. And they actually on their KCON page, they had like a little try and guess who it is. And it was so easy for me to guess. I was like, that's Matthew, that's Ricky, and that's Zhang Hao. So basically, he's going to have these other ZV1 members as a special guest host each of those days. I think Matthew's day one, Ricky is day two, and then Zhang Hao is on day three.
It's a very ZB1 filled KCON, it sounds like, which makes sense. I mean,
they are the babies.
Mnet and Wake One Mnet would definitely try to, you know, I mean, that's why they're giving us 2 days. Of ZB1.
Thank God, because it worked out for me, so I can finally see them during like their countdown concert at the end.
And with that said, I think let's see. There's just a lot going on, to be honest. And let's start with let's talk about all the tours because there's just a lot of stuff going on with that. Let's get more into the nit and grit of the tours because Twice did announce their world tour called This Is Four. It's starting in Incheon, of course, in Korea, right? There's 2 days. And this it's going to actually really be kicking off on July 19th. Mm-hmm. It is coming up. So when we do it for July 19th, you could also possibly check them out because they do live. They're going to be airing a live on Beyond Live. So you could check that out, a live stream on day two for that part of the tour. The most awesome and very interesting part from all the news that have been dropping regarding this Twice World Tour is the stage setup. Twice will be doing this 360-degree stage setup that is very interesting and something that, why not, almost every group should do. Like, it's very interesting. I mean,
yeah, it's very similar to what KCON does every year for their M Countdown. Honestly, they have a stage in the middle and it's 360, so like, no matter what, you'll get a view.
It's amazing because that obviously means more seats that are kind of basically barricade.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is really, I'm excited to see this. I'm very curious where the hell they're going to hold it for here in the U.S. because they were at SoFi for L.A.
I'm pretty sure they're going to hold it at SoFi.
It's probably going to be the same thing. You're right. But
they can't like go lower than that. There's no higher than SoFi.
No. Yeah. They can't. Yeah. They can't decrease the amount. Yeah. But it's just, I'm excited. 360-degree stage, and they said it's going to be very they showed the layout in Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like stretched out throughout the whole thing, and it's just almost like a line-ish, but like with a little different designs and everything. But it's pretty long, so it's, I'm very curious to see how it's going to be. I hope it's something very similar when they tour like globally, that they have the same kind of thing. But yeah, that's going to be amazing. Like as concert goes, as once, just having more chances of getting barricade.
Right, and I feel like honestly, with that kind of setup, no matter where you sit, you'll be able to see them.
Exactly. This is something that I don't know why more like stages and stuff like don't do this, like maybe, especially for K-pop, because I've seen it, like they do this for a lot of American artists already. So I mean maybe it's more difficult having so many members though, because then you have to have them filter and go in and out, you know, they all have to access and come in and out through like, you know, the bottom or the middle, like the stage itself,
right?
So that was one of the very interesting takes I got from this whole like, this is for World Tour from Twice. Also, if you're, I mean, they're going to be coming out with their comeback in July. We haven't talked about it because it's far, you know, we're still in June. But there is so much promotional stuff going on. There's a lot of different things and collabs and interesting things going on. For once, I mean, once are getting fed right now. Even Spotify has like a thing for once. So if you want to like ask Twice a question, I imagine it's one of those things where like, they do those interviews, and then they like, you know, Vogue has those interviews for groups, or like BuzzFeed or something. This might be something really similar, and Spotify will be having one as well. And they opened up a little Google form thing that I think I found and came across on X / you know, Twitter. So just like look up Spotify K-pop or something, and then you can find the post, and you can actually, you know, interact, and hopefully, you know, your questions will get chosen, or like you can even submit videos apparently or something. So you can submit it into that form if you find the link. Here's the five questions it asked when I opened it up. So the first one was, which song or moment best defines Twice today and why? What do you think?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I think it's I Got You. And it's, I feel like, because it talks about like, you know, they got, like, it's like Twice is always going to be with Once and has their back. And I feel like it's vice versa, right? Mm-hmm. Once will always, like, forever be, will have Twice's back kind of thing. Just like, it reminds me of, like, remember BTS and ARMY? Like, got ARMY when we say so, from, like, the, was that Butter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it reminds me of something like that, except, you know, the lyrics for I Got You was, like, you know, saying I got you and all that, you know, happy supportive stuff. Number two, one of the questions was, when have you felt proud as a Twice fan and why? I don't know. Always. For everything. Everything going on. I mean, like, maybe the success made me sad but proud when they, like, they ended up early in SoFi.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's kind of like those type of moments. Number three was, is there a promise Twice made to fans that hasn't been fulfilled yet? Probably. There's probably a lot of them that they've probably said. I don't know. Maybe they haven't treated us to ice cream. Maybe they said we'd get ice cream or something. Number four, in one word, how would you describe Twice in 2025 and why? I don't know.
I feel like these are questions you have to think
legendary
about.
There you go. Legendary. Because, I don't know, they've made their mark in the world of K-pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, and then they'll probably be talked about. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, after all these generations pass, there's going to be certain groups where, like, future groups will be modeled after.
Mm-hmm.
One is obviously Blackpink.
Right.
Like, and another is BTS,
mm-hmm.
Big Bang.
Yep.
Right. Even, do you think SNSD?
Yeah, of course.
If anything, Twice has that a little mm-hmm. bit of SNSD essence, I feel, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, with how Twice is too, it's like, of course, like, many are going to start, you know, like, looking at the success and taking that success and try to, like, you know, kind of make their own,
mm-hmm.
like, form
mm-hmm.
out of it. Number five, the other one was, what do you think Twice will be like on their 20th anniversary? I don't know, still hot? Still, like, probably, like, aging like fine wine? I don't know, because they all look fantastic, and I'm sure they're not going to get uglier by their 20th anniversary.
I mean, the one that's closest to the 20th anniversary right now is Big Bang. They still look fine.
They look pretty good. Didn't they have that? They celebrated it, right?
No.
Oh, it hasn't happened
yet? The 20th is next year.
Oh, it's next year. Okay. So there was some. Was there something about Big Bang, though?
Mm.
I saw. You know,
that,
not that you
mentioned
it.
G-Dragon was saying that they're going to come back as Big Bang on their 20th anniversary.
Okay. Well, okay. That's
what it was. Is that what it was?
Well, we're going to talk about that literally soon.
Oh, okay.
So let's leave it at that. No, it's because the other thing I thought there was something about Big Bang because Meow was at some type of like red carpet, black carpet, whatever thing. And then like it literally said in the back was like 20th Big Bang.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I'm very confused now. Let's see. Those were the questions. Yeah, go for it. And I mean, it doesn't hurt if you're a fellow once. Might as well submit it. You never know if you get chosen. I think you enter your name and you enter like your socials kind of thing, and then you know maybe they'll probably tell who the question is from if you get chosen. So there you go. It doesn't hurt. Also, I couldn't find any of my other notes, but like Chaeyoung is also due. She's the next one for her solo, for a solo from Twice. I think it's later on this year. So super excited for that. Of course. Now let's get down to one of the things I've been waiting for, and we fucking finally got it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess what it is, Haley?
Le Sserafim's tour dates finally dropped.
It happened. Effing, I can't believe it,
it
happened.
It was the month that we thought they were going to.
It's the month. So Le Sserafim dropped their U.S. tour dates for their world tour, and let me see. Let me pull it up. I saved it right here. They're going to be starting in September. September, thank goodness, they're going to be in the East Coast because September 3 is literally when we're flying out to Atlanta to see Baby Monster. So crazy enough, Baby Monster and Le Sserafim will be like dueling each other.
Yeah, but they're not going to Atlanta though.
No, they're not. But it's just interesting because, look, there's Le Sserafim is starting in the East Coast going west.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
the opposite.
The same time. Same thing that
same time.
Baby Monster is doing because they're... We're seeing them in Atlanta, and then they end in Seattle. I don't know the dates. I didn't cross-reference it, but this is the first time I'm thinking about it. I wonder if any of these, run into each other.
I don't think so.
I mean, I think it's possible, but I'm not sure.
I think the one for Baby Monster in Seattle is, like, the 12th when they're here. When Le Sserafim is here for Kia Forum.
Oh, okay. But because, you know, there's a few cities, too, that Baby Monster and Le Sserafim will be touring. Let's see, Le Sserafim for the U.S. will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mm-hmm. Only 7. So they'll be starting September 3rd, which is Wednesday, at Prudential Center in Newark, of course, New Jersey, a.k.a. that's where the New York people and everyone goes.
Mm-hmm.
September 5, Friday, will be the Wintrust Arena in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I feel like they could have... Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. I think is American Airlines Center in Chicago? I don't remember, but I don't think I've ever heard of Wintrust Arena. So that's interesting. Chicago, September 8th, Monday is going to be Texas Trust CU Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be at Grand Prairie, Texas. I don't know what Grand Prairie is closed. I'm curious. Where is Grandparent? Is it near Houston? Is it San Antonio? Is it Dallas? Grand Prairie, Texas is near nothing. What the hell is this?
Where is that?
Grand Prairie,
Fort
Texas.
Worth?
Oh, did you see Fort Worth? Oh, it's in Dallas. It's close to Dallas, right? Yeah, yeah. It looks like it's close to Dallas. Or it's Dallas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, wait. No, it's not. What the hell? No, that's just something else. Wait a second. That flat. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a Dallas. Okay, so it's not Atlanta. Not Austin, not Houston. None of that. Dallas, basically. September 12th, Friday. Haley, I think we're going to this one, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Kia Forum. At Inglewood, California, aka Los, it's basically LA. Yeah. That's where we see a lot of groups. That's where the last time I was at Kia Forum, we saw Baby Monster. And, yeah, I mean,
Kia Forum.
I'm glad they're going straight to the Kia Forum, mm-hmm. All right? I had a feeling, I don't know, I never thought they were going to go anything smaller, to be honest. Or mm-hmm. at least, if they did, probably crypto.
Right.
So this works out. September 14, Sunday, the theater at Bill Graham Civic Auditorium.
SF.
In San Francisco. I don't even know what the hell that is. So that's very interesting, too. September 17. Okay, Haley, we know this one.
Yay, favorite. Climate Pledge in Seattle. I love that one. We saw Stray Kids there. It's a very, very good venue.
It's an excellent venue. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of
Honda Center.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. crypto is actually really similar to the mm-hmm. way that it is, too. It's one of the basketball ones. And we told you in another episode, if you have the chance to see your artist like at a basketball like venue, mm-hmm. those are good ones, for real.
Yeah, I like Climate Pledge a lot.
It feels a lot closer. It doesn't feel that far. Yep. And it's like you'll get a good view almost
even if
anywhere.
You're like in the hundreds and the first row, you're basically on the floor.
But of course, barricade. But yeah, row one, row two of the first section that's mm-hmm. seated. Oh man, you'll have a great
view.
You're
right there. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. And right after they're done with Climate Pledge Arena, because you would think they would end in Seattle, since it's like a little U-shape that they do, which is what Baby Monster is doing. Oh, no.
They're coming back.
They are circling back because they're going to go Mexico. But before they go Mexico, they're going to stop in Las Vegas for their last U.S. stop on September 20th, Saturday, at the Michelob Ultra Arena.
Where is that?
I don't know.
All these arenas, I feel like I don't know, except for Kia Forum and Climate Pledge.
So, if anything, I mean, that's really interesting.
Prudential Center.
It's very interesting, though. So, mm-hmm. super excited, because I think, I remember I've always discussed this with our friends, that if Le Sserafim or when Le Sserafim tours, mm-hmm. we will probably see them twice.
Mm-hmm. Then we're going to Vegas.
So, I guess we might go to Vegas.
Vegas is nice, though, because we can just drive.
And it's a Saturday, so yeah. I don't even have to take PTO. I'll just mm-hmm. drive at night. Like
yeah.
Friday night or something. Doesn't even matter.
We like
even
going to Vegas.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah, we could just do that. That'll be fun. And then after the concert, just drive back on Sunday.
Yeah.
There you go. And after that, they have one more tour date for North America in general. And that's what I said earlier. Spoiler alert. It was Mexico. So it's in Mexico City at Arena CDMX.
Mm-hmm.
And that's September 23, Tuesday. I cannot wait.
Finally.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. The amount of money this year I'm spending for this.
But at least most of them have been retail. Honestly.
Yes, you're right. That is the saving grace of yeah. getting retail prices. Although Blackpink's retail is always ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was still retail.
But it's still retail. Haley's correct. So looking forward to this. Not looking forward to the ticket wars again, of course, for this. And let's see what else. So Fromis9 apparently is going to have a world tour. I've only saw something on Seoul.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know if they've actually dropped other places yet.
They probably
won't. But it says world tour. But you know how we got to take that with a grain of salt sometimes.
Maybe in Asia.
It might just be in Asia. But it's interesting enough that they're gonna drop it. It sucks. And honestly, it sucks. It's pretty horrible that they're dropping
they
a fucking world tour after all the sad chaos that happened with them.
Right.
Like you lose nearly half the group,
right.
And
Promise 5.
You've been like they've been in the dungeon for Pledis, and then all of a sudden, when you lose the half the group, you're planning a world tour. I don't get it. I mean, we know who Pledis's favorites are anyways.
Right.
17 and to us. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with the Seraphim. For Omis 9, I don't even know the details. And we have Twice, so it's been pretty busy in terms of just, like, mentally thinking, preparing, and just, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's the preparing. Because, like, you know, these ticket wars, we all want to get paid retail.
Right, of course.
And we all want Barricade. VIP and Barricade.
Yep.
Like, or at least the seats you want. So it's like, fuck. Like, Haywan said it best. What did she say, Haley?
Stress.
Very, very. She said it very well. The best word to describe it. And my other random ass note here. It's funny enough. After all this shit, is Megan from Cat's Eye comes out as bi with Laura there during Pride Month. This is all taking place. But it was Haley. It was pretty obvi.
I mean, I feel like probably all of them are bi.
To be honest,
let's
yeah.
Let's be real.
But that wasn't super surprising, but. It was cool that's during Pride Month,
right,
and
yeah.
It was not surprising.
More power to you.
I mean, she was already here in West Hollywood, like, at some club or some shit.
WeHo.
WeHo is, if you're not familiar with, like, in L.A. and California in general, Los Angeles, West Los Angeles, WeHo, or West Hollywood and West L.A. It's like, you know, there's a lot of, like, Pride flags, you know, the community is really strong there, so... it's pretty cool that she went there, and I had a hunch. I was like,
she's
probably bi, so. There you go. So I was going to say, all your
Is that why Hannah Bang is hanging out with them? I think Hannah's bi. Or maybe did she come out?
Actually, I don't know. But I think she's bi.
Yeah,
and
I do.
She's hanging out with Sophia.
Yeah.
She's probably bi, too. So, see. but, yeah,
love
so
that.
Hannah posted that on her Instagram story that.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure she was hanging out with them and David, of course. And then seeing, I think it was Manon, Sophia, simping for her brother. So, good times, right?
Yeah.
And simping for Hyunjin, of course.
Of course.
I don't know if it was Sophia, which member was, but, like, they got caught, like, slipping. Like, oh, my God, it's Hyunjin and kind of.
I mean, it's Hyunjin.
I mean, it's Hyunjin, though, right?
Yeah.
Everyone is simping. I can vouch for that. And I can also vouch for you taking another water break, bathroom break, or whatever break you need to take. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we are going to be talking about a lot of K-pop stuff. This feels like there's a lot, and I think we're doing really well, actually, Haley.
I hope so.
I'm going to cough in a little bit, so please tell everyone where they can find us and what can they do there.
You guys can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just send your DMs there. And also your Q&As if you have anything to ask us about K-pop related stuff.
I mean, you have been sending it, but send more.
Yeah.
If you've sent us already and more questions have crossed your mind, keep sending it away. Whatever pops in your head.
Yes. That's correct.
Oh, good job, Haley. Wow, good. Good 3 second killer right there.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
That's very nice. I should have said that. Okay.
You should have wasted.
I know.
Next segment that we have here, I will be talking about new groups, but also before we get to that, let's talk about an OG one, Big Bang. So you mentioned it.
Yeah, I did mention it already. I didn't even know we were talking about this, but yeah, so Big G-Dragon did say at one of his concerts that he's been doing lately that expect a very, very good, exciting surprise. And then he was hinting that Big Bang is going to come back together for their 20th anniversary. I do hope this includes T.O.P. as well, because that would be fucking amazing. I'll probably cry.
Top is on his Netflix tour.
He is.
His Squid Game tour right now. But it seems like he's doing really well and really happy and having a lot of fun enjoying that with, like, all the cast.
Yeah, and I just feel because, like, after Top had done the Squid Games too, which I feel like that was kind of like a blessing in disguise as well, because it made him, like, put in the media spotlight again and answer the hard questions that he had been kind of, like, not running from, but just trying to avoid answering. And, like, he came forward about, like, the reasons why, you know, with G-Dragon and Big Bang. So I hope, like, G-Dragon probably heard that, and I'm really, really hoping that they reach out and they've been talking and, like, planning this, like, for him to come back for the 20th anniversary, at least.
Friendship.
I hope so. I mean, I know that they care for him.
You know what,
Haley?
It's possible, because literally your Big Bang, for me, my Big Bang was Blink-182.
Yeah.
And literally we saw Mark, Tom, and Travis all together again, super happy, doing dumb jokes. Mm-hmm. And they also performed with the man that
stepped in
for Tom in their dire need, and when he was busy chasing aliens and angels.
I love that.
So,
but yeah, I think because of, you know, Top, I think he's okay with it. Honestly, he's just kind of waiting
for them
to reach
a good,
out.
Yeah, like I think he needed a good reason, like, and a good way, like, to be honest. And then I'm sure
he felt guilty about it. Honestly, that's what he said in those. And we talked about this before, but I'm just praying. I was like, life is too short, and they're, like, not on bad terms, and G-Dragon doesn't hate him, you know?
Of course. If anything, I feel like they were probably more sad.
They are sad, and I feel like Taeyong, Daesung, and G-Dragon are just waiting for Top to come back, honestly.
I cannot wait to see Daesung live.
He's fucking hilarious, honestly.
I cannot wait to see him live. He's fucking probably the funniest K-pop idol to ever live.
He's very unfiltered, too.
Unfiltered,
he just says whatever he wants.
And he's fucking so, he's a genius.
Yeah.
He's so witty.
He is.
All the old stuff that you made me watch in terms of, like, even when they performed in Japan.
Yeah.
That was, he's so sassy, but he's so, he's so good.
Yeah, he
at
is.
Getting people back. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. If
you
haven't checked it out,
win with him, honestly.
You can't. Just don't even try. Yeah. Just have a good time. And if you want to try it, do it, because it'll be pretty funny, because
he'll
have something to say.
Yeah,
and it'll be really, really, really good. So looking forward to that. I'm actually excited for that. So hopefully, fingers crossed for next year, right?
And
for
I'm
Big
hoping
Bang.
That G-Dragon will drop his tour for North America, like, sometime
at
the end of this year.
Do that before the Big Bang tour, please.
Oh, I mean, because he was already ahead in the clouds, so I feel like
it's coming, right? He was getting a sense of it. He better have gotten a fucking huge sense of it.
Oh my God, there were so many people.
And the clouds was basically a G-Dragon concert.
Yep, amazing.
It was pretty.
Wasn't there because Stray Kids.
Womp womp. Anyways, that's what happens when Head in Clouds. You fucking put it the same 2 days as fucking Stray Kids when the 2 days here. Like, why would you fucking do that?
Oh, well.
Let's talk about these new groups that were both going to debut and have stuff coming out on June 23rd. Actually, that's when they officially have stuff dropping. But one of the groups will have a pre-release coming up very soon on June 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Soyeon's girl group. Remember, Soyeon is a producer of that one group. So Soyeon from Idol, who is also like the lead, like she's the writer and producer of their songs too. She's working for P Nation, which is of course Gangnam Style's Psy, legendary Psy, his company, and they dropped a teaser and also the group name for their new group. It's a 4-girl group, and they are going to be called Baby Don't Cry.
Interesting.
Very cool. I actually kind of like that. They're
BDC.
Tofu House.
Yeah.
Pre-release is June 16th.
Isn't that BCD?
BCD, you're right.
Okay. I was like, wait.
Close enough. An official debut is, like I said, June 23rd. And they already have an official IG. I already followed it. Everything's ready. If you want to check it out, just maybe look up Baby Don't Cry. It'll show up. Or go on P Nation's IG or Soyeon's. I'm sure they had to have posted something about it. Then you can also see on that Instagram a sneak peek of the members, like just like parts of their face. But I think there's some pre-debut stuff like too. So you could probably like dig around, but it's coming up already. So I'm excited and curious to see if she's going to sound like more like, you know, like how Idol sounds, right? Or if she's kind of creating like having that type of originality, but blending in something new. For this new group, right? Very excited, very interested and intrigued for Soyeon's new girl group. So excited for her, though, for real. So that's pretty exciting. I can imagine, like, the day when, like, Bangchan and like,
oh my God.
Yoongi, like, they have their own groups. Can you imagine
that'd
if they
be
do?
Crazy.
So that'd be very interesting enough, for reals. Like, what if, like, Bangchan has his own company, then his rival is Changbin. Changbin's company. God. Then Han has a company.
They probably work together still as three Ratcha, I feel.
We'll see. Mm. So that's what's going on with that. Also, another group. Yes, another K-pop group with, like I said, because that was Soyeon and Psy. Mm-hmm. So kind of like, you know, high expectation, like, you know, kind of like on the bigger end of the industry. Guess what? Another one is coming up, Haley. This one is very, very, very interesting. A lot of interesting things going on with this one. This is YG's The Black Label coming out with a new co-ed group. Yes, you heard right. Co-ed. Three girls, two guys. So it's not like, it's not card two, like card K-A-R-D, of course, the group. Two and two, it's three and two. But very interesting enough. So on June 23, they're going to be making their debut with their single called Famous. And the group's name is All Day Project.
That's the name.
Okay. All Day Project. It's a very interesting one.
ADP.
I mean, it's interesting because, like, we have two very high-profile ex-HYBE trainees that joined the Black Label for this. We have some nepotism with, like, Chaebol, an heiress. I mean, that's what people are saying, actually, in a lot of the forums, like, nepotism. This is a nepotism group and ex...
Of course, I mean.
Ex-trainee groups.
That seems
thing.
Like it.
So let's go down the line. One of them breaks... It's, like, exciting, but breaks my heart. Because Eyelet, when they were set to debut, and they chose their members, had a member that I really thought I was going to bias. I liked her a lot. She's also the foodie. It was Youngso. So Youngso ended up just disappearing. Didn't really get any details about what the hell happened or what went on.
Black Label stole her.
Probably. That's what I'm thinking now. But it's just interesting to gamble leaving, you know, HYBE. And maybe they didn't like the concept. Maybe she didn't like the concept of Eyelet. I don't know what the hell happened. Because Eyelet is, you know, doing pretty well, though, right now. But she joined YG's Black Label. Former Eyelet member Youngso. And she's going to make a return to the music scene with this. Because I think she was also doing some side stuff like modeling. But, I mean, now she's going to be underneath Teddy. And, you know, Teddy just, you know, with Black Label. As, like, as much as they leave Somi in the dungeon, sadly enough. Meow has been catching fire. Meow has been very super active and, like, everywhere. They've been doing a lot of things that they were doing wrong before. So they've been fixing a lot of things. So that'll be really interesting. And like I said, this is going to be like maybe like the this generation's card, right?
Yeah, kind I mean, because there's not a lot of co-ed groups, honestly.
Especially big ones like this. This is a huge one, to be honest. I mean, along with Youngso, there's going to be Annie, Tarzan, Woo-chan, Bailey.
Tarzan! That's funny.
But actually, I mean... It's interesting because all of them have their own type of specialties. So that's why it's kind of even more interesting, to be honest, like what they're going to do with this. You know who Woo-chan is, Haley, or no?
Am I supposed to?
Woo-chan was formerly a member of HYBE's pre-debut group called Trainee A.
Oh, the one that they just scrapped, basically?
Yes.
Damn.
So we might have even ran into them at Disney's California Adventure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, we probably saw, they were right next to us, and we're like, who are these guys? They're like, oh, they look like a trainee, K-pop trainees. I think this was them.
That's probably them.
But Haley,
let's see.
So,
he's probably Woo-chan.
Woo-chan, probably, right? Yeah. But so, Joe Woo-chan was supposed to pre-debut with Trainee A, which was going to be part of Big Hit. It's supposed to be Big Hit, not just HYBE. That was Big Hit's seven-member boy group. Seven.
Right. That's crazy because Big Hit only has TXT
and BTS. And this is supposed to be either seven and for Gen 5. Something bad or something must have fell apart.
Yeah.
And which is sad to see, like, especially someone like a company like Big Hit.
Right. I don't know. Fumble something.
So, I mean, to kind of backtrack, because I feel like we talked about it when it happened, right? Like, when everything was falling apart. This was all far back because this, when we found out, kind of like when all this stuff was going on for the promotions, this was in 2022.
That was a long time ago.
So March 27, 2022 was when they had like a mini event here in Venice Beach. and you know, here in California, LA,
ones that they always do.
So they were doing all that, and that's probably when we saw them in Disneyland. If we look at the pictures, it's probably around this time, March or April, of 2022. Mm-hmm. I haven't even looked, but that's really interesting if we go back to check on it. But crazy enough, the end of that year, December 23, one of the members, Yorch, revealed that through his Instagram story that the project ended. So it's like, I remember so many people were getting ready to stand and bias them. You know,
people
are getting on the train before, right?
Of course.
So it was like kind of crazy to see, especially something from Big Hit that they really like are promoting prior to the day to a debut. It's like,
you guys aren't ready.
It's gone. I don't, who knows? You want to know what happened though? Some of the members are kind of busy with other things now. So one of them, Jihoon, joined Pledis Entertainment.
I didn't even know that.
Debuted as a member of a certain group called To Us, Haley.
Yeah, and Jihoon is actually my bias.
And Jihoon is your fucking bias.
But he was in Trainee A?
Yes.
Didn't even know. Because I didn't even, honestly, I didn't look into Trainee A at all.
That's why I thought this would surprise you. Isn't that crazy?
It is surprising.
So this Joe Woochan, I heard he was really popular too. He's really good. And he was with Jihoon. They were all together, part of this Trainee A.
Well, I'm glad Jihoon did debut with To Us. He's really good at dancing. And he is a really good singer, so.
And someone's biased. Anyway,
biased.
Oh, she's not. You're not.
No, he
not,
is really.
Oh,
good.
So you're. Well, is he your bias?
He is my bias.
Okay, so you're biased. Okay. All right. Another one. This one is very interesting. Annie Moon. You may not know who this is, Haley. I didn't really know either until I did research. Crazy. You know what Chaebol is?
I don't know. Like royalty, maybe.
Basically, you could say kind of like that, but royalty in the world of, money. She is part of the Chaebol lineage of one of they're kind of like the several large powerful groups of companies in South Korea.
Oh, is this that the kind nepotism? Of cover everything?
Yes. She's the granddaughter of Lee Myung-hee and her great-grandfather is the founder of Samsung.
Oh, wow, my phone.
So, nepotism to the max. She's probably not even doing this for the money.
No, probably.
She is doing this because she wants to be an idol, probably.
Yeah.
But holy shit. So this Annie Moon is, she is like this kind of like crazy, like Chaebol nepotism lineage.
But as long as she's talented.
Exactly.
Then it's fine.
That's why I think she has, you know, it's kind of sad enough, but she probably has more to prove.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Because people are like, they're only putting her in there because of like, you know.
Yeah,
favoritism, Samsung, and stuff like that.
Because
yeah.
Samsung, the fucking heiress to Samsung, is in the group. So that's really interesting. Let's see. Another member, very interesting to me. Because remember, I used to watch a lot of different dance stuff, including like choreographers and stuff. This one is crazy. So Bailey Sok. She's actually from here in Orange County in California. A world famous choreographer.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen her a lot.
Oh, you've seen her. She's even done choreography for a lot of American artists. Jason Derulo, Janet Jackson, Megan Trainor, Marshmello for some reason. Not that Marshmello even dances.
Yeah.
When she's even 15 years old, she worked alongside Mina Myung and choreographed Red Velvet's Psycho.
My favorite.
At that age. It's like
that's
insane.
Crazy.
Her history is insane. Her resume is so good. So that's why they have a dance like savant on their team, which is like why it's interesting. So we're gonna probably, because I'm pretty sure she could either rap or sing. I'm not sure what her part in this is, but she's definitely gonna help with choreo.
They can always train her to sing,
but
to
yeah
be honest.
To be honest, you're right.
Look at Jin.
So Psycho was actually kind of her step into the world of K-pop choreography. Ever since then, she has worked with routines on various artists, including Taemin, Aespa, she did Savage, Kai, and Taeyong, who are all like the freaking dancer, like main dancers.
Right, exactly.
They're known as dancers. Like, especially just saying Taemin already.
I know, it's crazy.
And you got Mr. Taeyong over there.
Yep, Taeyong. He's good at dancing, especially
for
his
generation.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
shit, right? So, Young Bae. What can I say? So, I mean, you have that. There's also another one. I don't even know why I didn't put it. So there's another member too. So there's also controversy behind this member. Mm. And that member also was on one of New Jeans' music video. I think it's Supernatural.
Oh yeah, the guy.
It's the guy. Yeah, the one that was like talking hair. With Hain. Mm-hmm. And like having that,
we're like, who's this that guy?
Love triangle kind of thing with Hayden and Hain. Mm-hmm. That's him. Mm. Wasn't this an interesting group?
Yeah.
If anything, they have the expectations are kind of high already.
They are.
So they have a lot more to lose. I feel like.
Well, but at the same time, they blow us away.
Exactly. At the same time, I'm just very interested in what they're gonna sound like, and we're gonna find out June 23rd. Mm-hmm. What an interesting day that will be. But yes, with that said, don't forget, this will probably be your last break. So take that water break, bathroom break, because the next part is going to be BTS and Stray Kids with Haley. Mm-hmm. Hope you're, do you need to drink some water? You're good?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in. Because we're pretty much on almost all podcast streaming platforms. All that helps a lot. If you especially, give us some time for a rating, it goes a long way. We read the ratings and all that stuff. So we really appreciate your time for tuning in here and then also spending a little bit of time doing that kind of stuff for us outside of listening to this podcast. And Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and send your Q&As if you have anything to ask us about K-pop related stuff. Or if you just want to chat.
And many of you do. And I think it's time for you to talk
a lot. Yes, it is. But
I'm gonna. It's not like you have. I'm an army too.
I know. Okay.
Certified.
Before we even get into the BTS stuff, I want to apologize for last week because for some reason.
What did you do? What did you do to the people? Did you lie?
I did lie.
Oh, you did?
Not what the hell? On purpose.
What did you say? Or I don't even know what happened.
I was like, oh my god, like all of BTS are going to be back for their 12th anniversary and Festa. That's not true because for some reason I forgot about Yoongi.
Ouch.
Not
Suga.
Not on purpose, but for some reason in my head, I already, like, he was back for some reason in my head. I don't know why. So I was like, oh, there's only like 4 members left to come back. That's not right. Yoongi's actually
extended duty.
Yoongi's coming back on June 21st. So like a few weeks from it's now. Not, still.
So see, that lie was like a white lie. It was a very soft lie.
I thought that he would be back. I was like, oh my god, all the members are going to be back just in time for their anniversary. And that wasn't true exactly. So for Festa, it's really only been Hobie and Jin that's just been keeping that all together for us. The other members, obviously the biggest news this week was that we got 4 members back in like a span of 2 days.
That's insane. Which 2 and 2.
Fucking amazing.
6 of 7 have returned. And honestly, isn't that crazy? Back to back, 2 members.
Yeah.
From like, the way they plan this is very interesting. A lot of hype and a lot of like craziness.
Yeah.
Do you want to? I mean, you could go keep going with your notes.
So the first 2 members that came back were Namjoon and Tae. And honestly, I feel like we were all expecting it, but Namjoon came out playing his saxophone. Yes. I was going to say saxophone.
It was so satisfying to see him play the saxophone again.
He was very excited to do it, honestly. Like, you could see how happy he was.
He loved it when he was sending Jin off with the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
I am dressing up as that RM for whenever we see them in concert. Saxophone RM. He's like, I don't know.
Iconic.
He's a godsend.
Now.
Yeah. Thank you, RM, for that.
He's so, and then because like he even did mention, I think, on his live, that which I'll talk about later on, but he did do a Weverse live later on, after they were discharged.
Of course. Like, literally, like, a few hours after.
Yeah.
They fucking
still in their, like, uniform.
They're in their uniform doing a fucking live.
Yep. They have them do that.
Always.
Yeah, Hobie and Jin obviously did that, too. But basically, like, Namjoon was saying, like, oh, I hope you guys, like, enjoyed the saxophone. Because, like, all of you guys usually see me as, like, someone who's very serious and, like, I'm the leader of BTS, but I wanted to be, like, funny and fun. Like, this is how I am.
It worked.
I know, it did. And then
honestly, I think he's only serious because of the fucking members.
No, that's
just to keep them in check.
We were talking about that too. I was like, I think he's just, he seems more chill strict. Or like this, like more strict because like he's the leader and he has to keep the other, you know, his other kids in line, basically.
Especially because a few of them have a few screws loose and they're kind of
the
crazy.
The fucking Hmong Maze. But he said that he was playing Detective Conan as his theme.
That was the tune. That was the tune he was playing. That's crazy.
And then we saw Tay, obviously. He was doing his Tatam-like face. It's still the same.
Already. It's just now he's like in a man's body.
He is. And then... So they did, like, an interview when they were first discharged, and the interviewer was like, please tell us what you would each like to do the most after being discharged. And Namjoon said, I think it'll be the same for both of us. And then Tae was like, it's the stage. Yes, performing is the first. Performing is what we want to do the most. We'll work hard to make an album, and we'll return to the stage soon. And Tae was like, yes, that's right. Quickly. Namjoon, no more returning to the military unit. Let's return to the stage instead. So they're very, like, you know, they want to get to work right away and meet ARMY again for a tour. Like, a new album, and then to follow is obviously, like, a concert.
I love that answer. It shows, like, really they are passionate about music and, like, their fans. So appreciate that. I mean, look at Jin.
Like, yeah. The next day, he was like, fucking...
He took care of us, not gonna lie. Like, as the eldest, like, he did a great job, taking care of... Like,
that's probably why they sent him first.
Run, Jin. They're like, should we really do this? But yeah, he proved more than enough that, like, you know, Run, Jin, he did the freaking solo stuff. He's gonna tour still, too, for us.
He even did, like, the hugs for ARMY, 1,000 ARMY or whatever, when
that
he
was
came
insane.
Back.
Oh, yeah, when the freaking crazy-ass Japanese woman... kind of stole a fucking kiss and harassed him.
Stupid. But also, TXT had sent a bouquet of flowers for them as well.
Oh,
and
God,
then they wrote like messages and stuff too. And then because basically they're saying, oh, we're the only ones under Big Hit, aren't we? Because it is literally just TXT and BTS that are like from Big Hit. There's like no one else.
RIP Trainee A.
Even more so now. And then after that, like, after Tae and Namjoon did that live together, they went home, and then you could see them set up, and they did a solo live each in their homes, like, in the comfort of their own homes, basically. And V's was really short and sweet. Basically, he was just, like, vibing to music that he had playing in the background, and he was, like, flexing and showing off his arms and just...
This is what happens when you
just being
this is what happens when you get buffed for the first time. You're like
oh my
very
God,
impressed
my
with
arms.
Yourself. I get it. I had that phase in college for real.
Yeah, so he was just like feeling himself. Namjoon's live was honestly kind of, I don't know, it was more serious. Like, obviously he was like saying like thank you for waiting ARMY for us, and then like you know, just being patient for them to come back. But he also, I didn't even know about this. Like, it sucks. For Namjoon, he talked about the insomnia that he experienced while being enlisted. And he had it really, really bad. And I think he was just, like, stressed, probably, or depressed. I don't know what it was, really. But then Namjoon said that he couldn't fall asleep and he had to get prescribed sleeping pills to help him sleep. Because he even went to therapy too, because he felt like he was like a living zombie. Like, he wasn't getting enough rest and he was not doing well mentally. So he was like talking about all of this on his live. And then he said,
like, the transparency though.
Yeah. And he said that he has been taking the medication now for a year and 2 months, but he feels like he's been doing a lot better since he's been on the medication. But he said that it was basically hell for him during the enlistment, because he would just be in bed for 3 to 4 hours, just like staring, laying in bed up at the ceiling, like looking at the ceiling and not being able to fall asleep at all.
That's rough.
And then that he even felt like he got scared when night came, because he'd be like, oh man, like, he wasn't, you know how for us when nighttime comes we're like, oh my God, I can't wait to go in bed and just like relax,
right, right.
And sleep and like
right.
Sleep
there's
is
a,
the
there's,
best
there's
thing.
A feeling of like looking forward to just being able to reset
yeah.
kind of thing.
But he said that he actually got a fear of, like, nighttime and having to go to bed. That's how bad his insomnia was.
I hope that, like, you know, him just being more comfortable, like, at home.
Yeah. Because, like, he even said that, like, because, you know, sometimes they get a leave during enlistment and then they're sent home. He said that as soon as he got home, like, to his own home, he would just pass out. Nicely.
Insane.
Like, it was just being there in the military that was, like, stressing him out. But yeah, so, like, he also said that he kept a diary during his enlistment, and he was, like, flipping through it, and he was like, you know what, most of the pages are just filled with stories of my, like, insomnia and, like, sleep problems.
Interesting.
That sucks. So I'm probably thinking that he might write a song about that later on, because I feel like
that's a good call. I really think he would, too.
Took up most of, like, his, like, you know, his time in the military, it seemed.
Very interesting.
I hope that, I think now that he's back, he'll be able to just sleep normally now.
Because he's playing the saxophone.
Okay.
Hope he gets more practice.
Anyway, he actually learned when he was in there as well, which is crazy.
So, I mean, now he'll have actual adequate rest, hopefully.
And I hope take so it all too, in. Poor guy. And then, yeah, so like a day later, Jungkook and Jimin were discharged. The two babies. Jungkook.
We just watched. I mean, I know this was dropped after they got enlisted, but I remember we didn't even finish the last episode.
We didn't. Or did we? I just remember.
No,
Jungkook,
I think maybe we did.
I just remember. No, we did. Because I remember Jungkook like cutting
what is it
his
called
hair.
Again?
Are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure?
The
yeah.
one with Jimin and Jungkook, where they basically just had a bromance.
It was
Jungkook's
thing. Yeah, yeah, it was cool.
And then V just
we
invited
it.
Him.
You're
we
right.
did. Because
we
I remember the it. Last one was like when Jungkook was gonna shave his head. And then his barber cried.
Yeah,
and
that
I was
sad.
Crying as well. So I was like, oh my god. Yeah, so yeah, I just felt like we were just watching that, and then they're already back. And it honestly, props to Big Hit, like the way that they staggered them and sent their members, and also had like content for ARMY. It just didn't feel like they were
Seriously.
Gone for a year, like 18 months. Basically.
It did not. It felt so short.
Because like they constantly kept really us short. Fed, and then before we knew it, we're like, oh my god, Jin's back, and oh my god, like he's touring, and then oh my god, like Hobi's back and he's touring, like, and then now the other four members are back, and then Yoongi's the last one, and then
my
they'll,
god,
they'll
then
make
a world
an album,
tour.
And then they're gonna tour. It's just like they didn't leave us. It feels like I feel like I wish more groups would do it like that when they enlist their members, because I feel like for 17, it's gonna feel for like fucking forever. To get all of them back
They'll be
together.
Back in 10 years.
Exactly. But it was cute with Jungkook. Basically, they were given like these huge bouquets of flowers. And they were just being Jungkook. They were like giggling and like being shy. And they had also mentioned on their live too that they're just like, I'm kind of nervous. Like, because they felt nervous. Because they
it's
haven't been,
a while.
In front of the camera for a while. Especially, like,
Jimin.
I feel like
he's been
like
MIA,
that.
I
he
feel
has
like.
Been very MIA.
Jungkook is just, he's been so busy. He always has been on live and doing karaoke for us.
That's true. Like, even during his enlistment.
So, it shouldn't be that bad for him.
But, Jimin was kind of, like, MIA. And, I mean, Yoongi has been MIA, too, ever since that scooter incident.
Oh, fuck. Who could forget?
But, like, ever since then, he's been quiet. But Jimin has just been quiet because, like, that's how he is.
He's how he's taking it for this, for, like, his leave.
Yeah, but I'm glad that he's back. And then when I was watching, like, parts of their live together, Jungkook, of course, was stuffing his face. Like, just shoveling the food in his face. And Jimin was
I'm glad he hasn't changed.
Jimin was basically just watching him, but I saw him like gulp, like he wanted to eat the food, and then I was like, man, why isn't he eating? But of course, he's already on a diet for some fucking reason, because he said that he felt puffy, and like, yes,
his face
does look more round, but honestly, that's fine, but he's always so hard on himself, typical Jimin, so like, that's why he wasn't eating, and then he was just drinking water the whole life.
Jungkook will just stuff his face because he doesn't care.
Like, who cares?
And because like, he'll work it out.
His metabolism is crazy, though, Jungkook's. And he's fucking buff.
One day it'll catch up to him, but that's probably not for another 30 years.
Another 30 years.
So, yeah, keep going. I mean, and then speaking of Jungkook, of course, within the first 24 hours, some crazy fucking Sae-sung lady in her 30s already tried breaking into Jungkook's house.
That's nuts. Like, that sucks for Jungkook. Because, like, he can't even feel safe in his own home. Like, that's
well, he probably was safe, but he's just like, oh, fuck.
He's like, oh, man. He's like, back to this shit again.
He's like, fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, Jin and Hobi are basically the ones that are hosting BTS's Festa for their 12th year anniversary. It's coming up June 13th. So that's soon, in a couple of days. But basically, Jin and Hobi have been doing, like, a lot of interviews and, like, dance challenges. And they did actually release a whole YouTube video that's about an hour and something long. And it's called 12 O'Clock. And I haven't been able to watch it yet because it literally just dropped and I haven't had time because I've had work. But I do want to check that out because, honestly, those two together are just very chaotic. But yeah, that's it for BTS. Moving on to Stray Kids. So, Stray Kids is still going on with their North American part of the tour for their Dominate concerts. They were in Arlington recently, and I think, was it Texas?
No. Yes.
Arlington, and what was the other one that we just saw? Was it just only Arlington?
Arlington, Texas, and then the rainy one was Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta was the other one. Yeah, so during the Arlington concert, so there was like, because we all know.
This was fucking amazing.
Wait, this is not the one, though.
Oh, wait. What are you going to say? Never mind. Maybe it might not be amazing based on what you're about to say.
So basically, because we all know during the LA concert, I think it was day two, someone brought in a small water gun and they were like squirting the boys with their water. And then Lino was like shooting them with like a lot of, like he had super soakers basically. And then there was like mini water gun fights between Stay and
this one particular Stay.
Yes. So there's only one.
Hats off to that Stay for real though.
Yeah, because obviously you honestly made Lino's night because that's probably the only time that I've seen him smile that much was when he was freaking soaking you with water, basically, and getting his revenge. But, of course, with that, a lot of videos went around online. So, guess what happened at the Arlington show?
Oh, let's just say Barricade was a splash zone.
Yeah, everyone decided to bring in their own water guns, but also, which was kind of crazy, security was actually passing out water bottles to Stays in Barricade in the front pit section. This was like, this is what I had seen like written by Stays that had attended the show and they were in that section and saw it happen. So basically, the boys were getting pelted and drenched with water because people were throwing water
bottles from the back water at bottles. Them. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that should have been done.
The floor was absolutely soaked. It looked like the kids had a hard time seeing because the water was being like thrown at their faces when they were trying to sing. And it was just going like too overboard, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
it was a little too much.
It was too much. Like, the water bottle shouldn't have been given. Like, I think the tiny water guns are fine and cute, but it just went overboard. And basically,
it was nuts because I remember the video you sent me. They're just, the floor they're on, like on the stage, is soaked.
Yeah.
And they're all just soaked. And it's just funny seeing Hyunjin's like, fuck.
Yeah, Hyunjin's like, goddamn it. His shirt was like totally drenched. It was like,
I'm sure a lot of Stays love that.
Oh, yeah,
though.
Of course.
That's probably why. Honestly, that is the main reason I'm sure a lot of them wanted to like soak them.
Of course.
Of course.
But Lino had posted on Bubble later that night. He was like, I had a lot of fun playing. It's the last water gun party. So I was like, oh, maybe like they're going to stop doing it because it just
got ruined,
too much.
Basically.
But guess what? Lino is a liar.
I mean, we should have expected something like this
because
from him.
He basically showed up at the Atlanta concert. At the end of the show, where they have the water guns, he had a super soaker, but it was on, like, a freaking tripod.
He brought, like, a Gatling gun.
A Gatling gun.
Super soaker.
It had like it a was, turret it looked and everything.
Fucking amazing. It was awesome as fuck.
He was setting, there's a video or like photo of him like setting it up.
That's so, it was so fucking funny.
He was like this whole freaking tripod, and then he was like, and but then in his other hand, he also had another, he still like, had another gun. So he was like drenching
space. I like how this is now like a US thing.
Yeah, honestly. So like I think Lino really loves this part of the tour. Well, off the concert, this is probably
I've never seen him enjoy a tour in the U.S. this much.
Because, like, honestly, I see all the videos and they're like, oh my god, his smile. Like, he's genuinely having so much fun. And because one of my friends, she's a Lino bias as well. And she went to the L.A. concert.
They know what comes with Lino.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh my god, he was such a grumpy cat the whole freaking concert. But when those water guns came out, that's the only time he was smiling. And I was like, he's having the time of his life, obviously.
It's funny now that, like, for every concert stop that they have here in the U.S., he's probably just looking forward to the encore now.
I can't wait to see the next concert. What else is he going to bring? If he's going to have, like, a freaking bazooka.
I hope he has, like, those, like, bullet straps. Like, you know, those fucking chain,
yeah,
like, belts.
With all the water.
So it looks like he's, like, literally, like, Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And, like, he has, like, this whole, like, freaking bazooka that's just, like, yeah, full of water.
I want two giant guns, like, just, like, bazookas of water.
All I can say jets. Is he's just enjoying it way too much, but I love that
I hope he also gets that thing where it looks like a giant pump, so he just brings a tub of water, and it just fills it quick, and just sprays everyone.
It's like, the stay can't bring the water anymore, but Lino can keep doing it, no problem.
He's gonna love it.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Good job, Haley. I mean, yeah, there was so much to unpack and talk about this episode. So thank you to anyone that's still here tuning in till the end. We really appreciate you being here. And also, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. If you haven't already, I'll be surprised if you did not yet. Because if you're still here tuning in, might as well, right? You should have already, I think. And Haley, what can they do and where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And send your Q&As that you want to ask us, anything K-pop related. Or if you just want to chat and send us funny, I was going to say Stray Kids, K-pop stuff.
You can do Stray Kids, but you could also send me Twice, Blackpink, Meow, Baby Monster, Le Sserafim.
He has too many. It's just like a Stray Kids. Okay.
Stray Kids isn't BTS. You have BTS.
Yeah, I do, but it's mainly Stray Kids.
You're going to see To Us, right? Yeah. You wouldn't mind Rise.
Yeah.
See? You wouldn't mind Next Z or Kickflip.
I don't need Barricade for those, though. This is only Boy Next Door.
Oh, how could I forget? I didn't even say Boy Next Door.
I know. How dare you. How dare me. Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Songho. Yep. Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. Until the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.